Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Right now, we're going back to Angela Bachman and Brittany Sheets up in Chicago at the Next Up Convention. Ladies, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
We are here. We are very excited. And I know we said we were going to tweet it first, but I can't wait to spill the beans. We are going to be live streaming Richard Trumka's speech at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. local time. So hop on our web stream, or if you're in Pittsburgh, you can hear it on the terrestrial radio. And we will be tweeting those links so that you can find us. We're super excited.
It doesn't get any better than this. What can I say? But in addition to that, you've got a friend of ours.
Absolutely, yeah. We ran into Alyssa Hansen from the Tennessee AFL-CIO yesterday. It was really kind of exciting that we sort of ran into her. So we had her come and join us for a little bit. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here and glad I found you guys.
Yeah, me too. It's nice to put a face to a name.
I know, exactly. That was my thought. You walked up yesterday and I was just like, oh my God, hi. I was like so excited. We've done that a lot through just being here. Like 24 hours we've been here, we just came across a bunch of people. We're like, oh, we talked to you on the phone all the time. It's so nice to put a face to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll post some pictures so you guys can see what Alyssa looks like. So you just came from a workshop. Tell us about it. It sounded cool.
I did. Yes. I went to a workshop here at the Next Up Young Workers Summit, and it was about how to keep up a good work-life balance. I'm a type A personality, so I know that's something that I typically have trouble with a lot. And this just gave us a lot of good strategies to learn how to say no, maintain boundaries, and just keep up a good balance between work and life. Pretty much the title of the workshop said it all, and I can't say it better.
Awesome. So what else are you kind of looking forward to this weekend while you're here?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing President Trumka speak later this afternoon. I think that's going to be really inspiring and just a really great experience. Also looking forward to the other workshops. I'm going to one later this afternoon called Work Like a Girl, and it's going to look at women's jobs throughout history. I think this is what it's going to do. I hope I'm not wrong. And look at different ways that we can become leaders in maybe non-traditional jobs that people might not think of. So I'd say right now those are the two big things, but it's just been great getting to interact with a bunch of other young people and see what's going on in other states.
Awesome. I know that's something I'm like loving this. We were looking through some of these workshops and just seeing the titles of things and just reading the descriptions. And I was like, this is so awesome. It's literally like what we talk about every day, what we see in the labor movement, but in the millennial focus. And it's really awesome how I just think we're going to like rock it after everybody leaves this, because this is just great tools and great stuff to learn to go back into the workforce with.
Absolutely. And you can get so much feedback from different people. And like I said, just see what's going on in other states. And you know, I plan on taking some of this back to Tennessee, and hopefully some of what I share, what's going on in Tennessee, forgot where I was from, will you know, help the other people who are here too.
It's all right. We know you're a Yinzer at heart.
Oh, yes.
I think it's been great because in the other side of my life, in my IBEW part of the life, I run sound for a lot of conventions, and they're mostly really boring. Like, plenaries are mostly painfully boring, but this one has been super inspiring and really fun. And there was a little bit of a talk this morning about how to tell a good story, complete with cat memes. And it was awesome.
Well, everybody loves cat memes. I have to say, I think I was laughing during that one. But no, absolutely. I mean, this is far from boring. I mean, this is I knew I was coming to this, but it wasn't what I thought of as a typical conference or convention. I mean, there hasn't been downtime, but at the same time, I haven't been bored going, okay, what's coming next? There's always something new and something to do.
And that's exactly what I've been saying. I've been talking to like some of my family back home, and we've been talking with like Charles and Brennan and stuff in the studio. And that's what we've said. They're like, oh, so what are you doing? And like, we won't answer for like 2 hours. Because we're like, oh my God, we're so busy. But it's not bad. It's good busy. Like, we're excited. We're busy because we're talking to people. People are coming up to visit us. We're doing these interviews. We're scheduling interviews. And it's just like everyone across the board, like, all right, I'll send them to you. All right, I'll send them to you. And we're just like, oh, this is so cool. We get to talk to so many people. And everybody's doing something different. Like, there's so many things happening around here. It's hard to keep it all straight.
Well, I know you guys said too, there were a lot of people that came up to you and, you know, recognized the Union Edge and were happy that you were here.
Yeah, we're really happy you came and found us. We were pretty excited. So what's going on? We were talking a little bit on the side, like what's going on down in Tennessee? You guys have some stuff getting pushed through that I think needs to be talked about.
Absolutely. Well, anyone who may be listening in Tennessee right now, or is even in Kentucky or Georgia, any of our neighboring states, we have a very bad anti-collective bargaining bill, to keep it short, I guess, that's going to be heard in both the House and Senate next week. And long story short, this bill would essentially ban any collective bargaining between labor unions and local governments, utility districts, any other entities. And any current agreements, and some of them have been in place for decades and decades, would be null and void immediately if this passed. So this is something that, you know, we've been telling our people, hey, call the legislators on these committees, tell them why it's bad. But again, I mean, it's scary.
Can they do that? That's what runs through my mind. Like, can they do that? Because I'm pretty sure you just can't do that.
That was our first thought, too. But in Tennessee, as you know, I explained to a lot of people at the National AFL and even just people I meet, it's a different ballgame down there for sure.
It's a special state.
Yeah, special is a good word. But no, that was our first thought, too, is can you do this? And that's something we've been wondering ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll find out as of next week whether this is even constitutional or not.
Oh, my gosh. That just blows my mind.
Join the club.
That's a new one.
Join the club. Absolutely.
Any comments on that one, Charles? Do we have Charles?
I think we lost Charles.
No, I'm here, and I'm thinking to myself, you know.
You're picking your jaw up, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. and it's amazing to me that the heights, the depths, and the widths that people will go to just to play games with union folks, despite the fact that, you know, when you mess with the union, what you're doing is you're depressing not only union wages, but all wages all across the spectrum. You know, it's like the old saying, you know, the country goes as GM goes, okay? Well, wages in this country go as union wages go. Union wages take the lead. And if you want to depress union wages, expect that everybody else is going to lose wages too. That's all there is to it. So why people are fighting to make less money, I don't know. I don't get it, you know? But that's what they're fighting for. They're fighting for less wages.
Yeah, I know. I mean, fight for less wages. That's not cool. It's not cool at all.
No, it's counterproductive. Look, if you don't want the extra money, I'm sure that the food bank could use the extra money. I'm sure that, you know, some of the other charities in town could use the extra money. I'm sure that Habitat for Humanity could use the extra money. But that does, just because you want less doesn't mean everybody else wants less.
You know, I agree. So we're all sitting here shaking our heads going, yeah, we agree. Yep.
So we've only got a couple more minutes. Alyssa, anything else you want to say about the convention this weekend or what's going on in Tennessee?
Well, I would just encourage, as much as I love being here, I want to encourage people to follow what's going on in Tennessee because that is a big fight that we have coming up. So I know Charles and I talk about it a lot, but search Tennessee AFL-CIO on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at TNAFL-CIO. We'll be posting updates, keeping everybody up to date on what's going on with this fight. And I would encourage you to join us and, you know, get involved and help us get this stopped before it even has a chance to pass.
Well, we will certainly do as much as we can, and we will encourage all our listeners to do the same.
Of course. Yeah, lots of I'll have to make sure we plug that on social media this week. Do a lot of tweeting, a lot of Facebooking. Make sure everybody knows, like, this is not okay. And any of our Tennessee listeners, like, call your senator, call your congressman. We can get you those numbers. That is not a problem.
I have the number.
Contact the AFL. Charles has the number. Do you want to read it off? Do you
absolutely. For the House and the Senate, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Call your congressman, call your senator, make sure they understand it, and we will get you the state numbers here shortly.
Fantastic. Well, thanks a lot. We'll let you do a couple more in-studio interviews, and we'll be back with you in about a half an hour or so. Alyssa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That's awesome. Alyssa Hansen from the Tennessee AFL-CIO. I'm Angela Bachman here with Brittany Sheets and Charles Showalter on the Union Edge, Laborist Talk Radio.